That was a very, very close one tonight.
Yeah, it was almost a replica of the events at Poole last week. You know, obviously two very evenly matched teams at the minute, and fantastic meeting and fantastic entertainment, I'm sure you'd agree.
And some interesting refereeing calls along the way that I don't think either team were all that happy with, were they?
No, I'm very unhappy, to be perfectly honest. I better not say too much because I don't want another fine. But as you say, some questionable decisions, not least of which came in the last race. I don't think actually you can do what the referee did there, but that's his decision, and we're grateful for it, obviously, because it would have been more difficult had he not made it.
And Rory and Jakob holding their nerve there. Jakob had a tough start to the night, but came on strong.
Yeah, he got himself together when it mattered, and I have to give some credit to Rory, who only declared himself fit to ride today at 1 o'clock. He's got a serious finger injury there with a cut right down to the bone. He's going to need some stitches, I think, although they've been told at the hospital that it's a difficult place to stitch and he's just got to take his time. He's having difficulty gripping the clutch and gripping the handlebars, but he gritted his teeth and came through tonight for us, and as you can see, had he not ridden, we'd have lost for sure.
And a good early part of the meeting for your two reserves as well.
Yeah, they're sort of growing into it, those pair. I've lost count of the number of 5-1s they've scored in E2, and that sets them up for a decent night. I think they've been developing steadily, and it was a good team performance with just one or two shortcomings in the middle order, but we'll address that when the time comes.
Yeah, I mean, a word for Cameron Heaps, he's finding it a bit hard at the moment.
Some days he is, some days he isn't. You know, he had a poor meeting tonight, he'd be the first to admit that, but last week here he was a revelation, had a great meeting at Leicester. He's, you know, very up and down at the minute, but interestingly he drops to reserve now for what could be 2 months. So hopefully that'll restore his confidence ready for the real crunch part of the season in sort of July and August.